All the latest news and more is always right at hand with the Texarkana Gazette mobile app. Updates and breaking news alerts throughout the day keep you up to speed on everything happening in Texarkana and beyond. There's even a daily digital replica of our print edition. All the features you love, like puzzles and our special sections, are right there. It's like having the whole paper in your pocket or purse. Best of all, it's free to download. Look for the Texarkana Gazette app in Google Play or the Apple App Store today. Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. From Texarkana to New York, L.A., and almost two decades in Paris, Carol Miles has led an extraordinary life. As a pioneering woman of color in the world of high fashion modeling, a singer, a restaurateur, and now as a champion of composer Scott Joplin's legacy, she has used her talents to break barriers and better communities. We spoke about her cosmopolitan journey, her new album of original songs, and plans to celebrate Joplin's birthday later this month in Texarkana. Here's my conversation with Carol Miles. Welcome to the studio. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm so interested to hear your story.
Thank you, Carl. I am so happy to be here. You are my first interview.
Oh, really?
After the release of my new album.
Yeah, and the record looks back to a real special time in your life when you were a fashion model in Paris.
Yes.
The dream.
Yeah. And believe it or not, I'm being called for jobs now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to get everything organized and my body in shape and everything. You know, walking at the TC, walking around. I'm missing the pool. You remember Texarkana College had that wonderful sauna, wonderful pool. Then they sold it to my alma mater, Texas High. And now we only have an hour in the pool. In the middle of the day, and they took out the sauna.
Yeah.
So when I was modeling, I demanded in my contract that I would have a hotel, that would have a pool and sauna.
Well, you're getting to where I wanted to start, which is sort of setting the stage. You grew up in Texarkana, correct?
Right. I was born in Union County, Huddick, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And my parents were gospel singers and pianists and quartet and all of that. And they moved here before I was 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've lived in Texarkana since 1953.
Oh, wow.
And I, you know, after Texas High and a year at TC, I went to Texas Southern University in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to modeling school.
Yeah.
Because someone asked me to model, and I loved it.
And tell us how that happened. How did you get discovered?
Of fact, even when I was in Texarkana as a young girl, you know, people were always asking me, oh, you're going to be a model. I'd go downtown on Saturdays, you know, dressed to the nines. And my sister would come, and we'd photograph. She photographed me trying on clothes and make little booklets of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we loved doing that. And so I always had that in the back of my mind, at least to be a photography model.
Now we should say this was during Jim Crow, when a person of color might not have the greatest chance of
becoming
a model.
But, you know, we would walk right into Bell Jones and Dillard's and, you know, try on things and buy from the sale rack, you know. But try on different outfits and really photograph them in the dressing room. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we loved to do that. We loved fashion. And so I did. I went to modeling school in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I started working with Bob Sakowitz as a sketch model artist while still at TSU. And then I was booked for all of the shows, signed with an agency, Jerry Halpin and Kim Dawson in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And then I traveled from Dallas to New York. I worked for the Hunts. I loved working. They had a boutique.
Oh, really?
Roberto Di Camerino. So they send the Silver Cloud to pick me up from my apartment in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And they took me to New York. And that was my first trip. I signed with an agent there. Then my husband graduated from TSU while I was still modeling around.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
We moved to Hollywood. Then he got a counting job, military attached counting mm-hmm. job. And we moved to Costa Mesa. And I drive in and model. And that's where I met Givenchy.
Oh, wow.
And Hubert de Givenchy is a great designer, great friend of Audrey Hepburn, and really,
Jackie Kennedy, too, correct?
Jackie Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I met Sophia Loren there and Gina Lollobrigida. They would all come in,
uh-huh.
except Jackie.
Yeah.
I never saw her, but he designed for her.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the dress she wore to the funeral was his design.
Oh,
that
wow.
had been dyed from red to black.
Mm.
Yeah. And so basically I went to Paris with him. I had been invited 2 years earlier, but I didn't want to leave because I was married. I love my husband,
mm-hmm.
who just happens to be the cousin of Otis Williams, who is from here.
Hmm.
Who formed the Temptations.
Oh.
And so they look a bit like twins. He was a snappy little dresser.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to jazz clubs and all of that. You know?
Yeah.
So I was really into music always, even mm-hmm. modeling. And so when I arrived in Paris, the first show I did was Givenchy. It was a standing ovation, which was really, really great for him. I mean, mm-hmm. it was clapping. It was clamor. It was a thunderstorm
yeah.
of joy. And we loved it. He loved it.
He was one of the first designers to diversify his group of models.
He was.
Correct?
And he brought myself and four other American models, and we mm-hmm. were known as the Black Cabine mm-hmm. of Givenchy, the house models mm-hmm. Of Givenchy. And that was, it changed fashion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It gave diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a year, 6 months, a year later, tons of American, Black American models were coming, and they were everywhere,
uh-huh.
which was really, really great.
But you were on the cutting edge.
Yeah, we are. We are the Black Cabine,
mm-hmm.
and we're named that way, somewhat made history that way, and very proud of Hubert and what he's done, and miss him. He died in 2018.
Mm-hmm. And, situate us in time here. So what years were this?
That I went to Paris on April 1st, 1978.
Okay.
And I went to stay for 3 months
mm-hmm.
and do a show, the show's there,
mm-hmm.
and then come back home. Well, I did come home, but I went back
mm-hmm.
because
right.
it was so wonderful, you know. It was such a liberation being in Paris, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost no racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were really appreciated for their character, their art, what they gave, what they represented. And so I love being there. And so that turned into basically coming back periodically, but basically staying in Paris until 94, Christmas of 94.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So while I was there, I recorded three records. And I, just before coming home, I had performed on the Parquet cruise ship. From mm. France, going up to St. Petersburg and all. Mm-hmm. And I was playing Josephine Baker. So,
oh.
And we had an Italian orchestra. I had dancers. And it was so much fun.
Josephine Baker, of course, was very famous in Paris.
She was American, yeah,
who
went to Paris in
the
mid-20s.
Yeah,
and was a great star there, mm-hmm. the biggest star there. She did Folies Bergères from the clubs
mm-hmm.
to movies, recording, and she was an ace pilot.
Oh, wow.
Like our Ann Campbell from Atlanta
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie Campbell was also a great pilot,
mm-hmm.
but Josephine was as well.
Mm-hmm.
So during World War II,
mm-hmm.
she was flew those spy planes into Germany. Wow. Yeah, and she got the Medal of Honor for doing that. And so she's a grand dame, and I love playing her. I love singing her songs. Mm-hmm. And most recently, in 2019 September, I was back in New York, mm-hmm. and for a tribute to Josephine Baker by the artist Mikhail Kilgour, and he did 100 portraits of her and brought in her son from Paris, mm-hmm. and the Merlot Gallery, the Picasso Heritage mm-hmm. Galleries. And I sang, and he honored the Black Cabine of Givenchy and had all of us there. And I also sang J'ai deux amours. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris. And so we had a grand time.
What sort of music were you listening to at that time? Were you a jazz person? Were you more interested in pop?
It was so bizarre because the French love jazz. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are tons of jazz clubs around. Mm-hmm. And I would sing jazz mm-hmm. as well. But I composed pop. I was a big Michael Jackson, and I'm a big fan of Rolling Stones, of Cream, of mm-hmm. all of the great bands, 70s band Jimi Hendrix, and I sang with the Jimi Hendrix cover band called More Experience from Sweden. From Austria. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we traveled around doing that. I loved to perform Jimi Hendrix, James Brown. So I loved all of that music. And the thing that really made me want to come home was hearing Soundgarden.
No, really?
Black Hole Sun on the radio. And I was like, America, I'm going. Yeah, I need to be in America. This is where it's at.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
So,
Black Hole Sun, won't you come? I love it.
So you came back for good in mid-90s.
Yeah, and I had prayed a lot to be able to promote Scott Joplin, because everyone in Europe, around the world, mm-hmm. they know Scott Joplin, his repertoire, everything. And I would come home, and people barely knew who the guy was on the mural. Mm. You know, so it was brilliant. I wanted to promote him in music. So I had prayed a few years about that. I didn't know how I would be able to come home. I was involved in two restaurants, Shea Carroll, mm-hmm. and, you know, have American models come in mm-hmm. to dine, and we'd have church on Sunday, you know, to not only have them come to my apartment because mm-hmm. so many were coming, but to be able to take care of them in a different way. So it was very... when I arrived for Thanksgiving or Christmas in 94, I immediately met the Concerned Citizens, Mike Mankins, and they were all involved in Scott Joplin. Mm-hmm. And I jumped in with 2 feet and organized in 95 and have been at the mural, and I've been doing that ever since. I'm very involved with Scott Joplin. And our annual Scott Joplin birthday celebration this year will be Saturday the 27th. It's going to be Scott Joplin's
of November.
Okay. Scott Joplin's jazzy birthday cocktails. It's going to be at the 1923 Banana Club of David Peavy. Mm-hmm. It's so spiffy.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
And so apropos, it's such a perfect setting for that.
Yeah, it really is. We love jazz, you know, mm-hmm. we want to promote jazz. And so I have a three of a kind of jazz group. We're going to pay homage to Alan Batts, our keyboardist, who died earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we played together since 2014 when I started playing with the group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How often do you perform
Tom
around
Edwards
town?
Edwards introduced me to Alan,
mm-hmm.
and Alan was great. He had received in Chicago the Blues of the Year Award, Jazz Blues Man,
mm-hmm.
played with Ramsey Lewis and everyone. So we'll pay homage to him. And I have Haley Patillo, who's coming, great pianist, great voice, singing jazz as well. And so we'll have a lot of good music, and Verona's will have the Italian buffet. Oh. Yeah, and we're formulating a new wine called Texarkana Notes in honor of Scott Joplin.
Nice.
And so we're doing everything to roll that out. We have our latest painting from Henry Fort, Scott Joplin at Beasley Music Store in 1907 was the last time that Scott came home before going to New York. And so we'll have that painting for auction. It'll be on view there. We'll have a silent auction. And we'll just have a lot of fun. Everyone is dressed Art Nouveau, Art Deco, during that period, you know, very Al Capone. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my friend Billy Brown to do the cabaret number. Life is a cabaret. Right. Hell, man. And so, and interest will be donation. Right. So we're asking for donations at the door, and we'll give you a ticket for a free drink.
And the money goes to?
The money goes to, it's a joint venture between the Scott Joplin Support Group, a loosely organized group that we founded in 1997 with Mike Mankins and Candace. And we're working with Main Street Texarkana on the Skyscape Project. That's the project of those welded music theme sculptures lit on top of the rooftop. The first was the train on top of the museum, and we're working now to get that lighting a bit more subdued because I always wanted solar lighting on everything. Mm-hmm. And then the second was the silver moon, the music moon. And this, the third will be the Verona's restaurant. We'll have a wine bottle and glass. We have it situated. That would be the third. So all the proceeds go to the Skyscape Project, the joint project, and Main Street Texarkana will honor the tax deductible. So if and anyone, if anyone donates over $50, is tax deductible. Right. They can just write out a check for to Main Street Texarkana. It will be wonderful. And yeah, and we are definitely asking that you reserve a table.
Right.
And reservations are starting to come in, and it's a very limited amount of people we can really hold. So we advise that you really dial 903-490-5471 or email scottjoplinsg@rocketmail.com for reservations. You can text or call that number, 903-490-5471, or email.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I have Scott Joplin Support Group.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can just Google it and you'll find us on there.
Okay.
And we're, you know, we work with the Scott Joplin, Friends of Scott Joplin in Missouri, on the West Coast. We do all of that.
It draws people in, I'm sure.
It's a whole thing, you know, promoting Texarkana, promoting Scott Joplin on the world stage. You know, people love Scott around the world, so we want to be able to represent him correctly with the aid of the entire Texarkana area community. You know, together we can have, you know, millions of fans coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your new record. How did you conceive it? How did you record it? I understand it's sort of a kind of a do-it-yourself sort of project.
It is. My last production was Fashion Junkie. That was released by FM Revolver in England. And I didn't really promote it that well. So during pandemic, we couldn't play anywhere. Our last gig was on March of 2020. So I started writing, which I've written over 200 or 300 songs anyway. But I started writing what I was feeling now. And one song that I had started, and we had meant to play at Twisted Fork in for the Valentine of 2020, and we didn't get around to it. We had 45 songs, and we were in My Girl by the time we finished. So I had bought this equipment at home, and I started playing on the piano and just writing everything at home. And then I called the studio. My wonderful friend Frank Pryor was having a few medical problems down in Atlanta, so I love him madly. So he advised others, and I met Bruce Aaron, returned my call. He was the first to return my call, and that was very sweet of him. And he has a studio on the corner of Pine and 7th Street.
Okay.
So I love that. That was downtown. I'm a big downtown promoter. And so we had a lot of fun playing with the trains that would come through at night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was hoping to catch some. My first song was Swamp Poodle Express, which I recorded. I wrote and I had played with the group, Three of a Kind. But I recorded it for John Tennyson's movie that's coming, documentary is coming out in 2023 for the 150th anniversary of the town of Texarkana. So it's really about Swamp Poodle. It's called Swamp Poodle Express. And from there, I was, my next song was Texarkana Cutie, which I adore. I had written it and we hadn't had a chance to perform it. And so I recorded that. And in the recording, I started getting all of these interview requests for being part of the Givenchy Black Cabine. And so myself and the other models had planned, are all writing books, so we're going to compile and make a movie. And so I said, I'll go on and write this song. And it just came straight from the heart, and it mentions everyone who's involved in that era.
Well, let's give a listen. You want to?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's see here if I can make this work.
Looking for my baby, so sweet, mellow and fine. Texarkana cutie, hey, hey, to call mine, mine, all mine. Be my valentine. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mon petit, mon père, mon heart. took the kind of Paris young lady to be mine, be mine that
That's so interesting. Listening to that, I think how great it would be to do sort of a full big band sort of arrangement with that.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to do it. I will perform it on the 27th, but I envision that as well. I envision it in Paris as well, as in Vegas and and the Perot. You know, I do envision that, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the lyrics. Who are some of the people you mentioned in there?
This is Texarkana Cutie.
Uh-huh.
And it's really kind of dedicated to me mom.
Yeah.
Rosie Corona Collins. Great beauty. Loved mm-hmm. her. Played piano by ear and everything. So when I got out my little piano, mm-hmm. I thought of her. But it basically goes back to my relationship with Givenchy, Hubert. I was madly in love with him.
Wow.
I completely infatuated.
Yeah.
He was
striking looking.
He was so handsome. And he was in a relationship with Philippe Vinet, another designer down the street, for 65 years. Uh-huh. But I was still madly in love. And so we would flirt and have a wonderful time. I'd make dinner parties at my home, and we'd go dancing. We just had a wonderful time. So that was sort of dedicated to him as well. Mm-hmm. And on the album, I also recorded a song called On a Little Street in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first song that was played during the time, my first months in with Hubert. Every day we'd do a show in the couture house, mm-hmm. and that song was on. So I included that in as well. And Christmas in Paris is a song that, I must confess, we ran out of time. It's sort of a Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
You know, I changed one verse and switched it around.
Yeah.
I wrote it actually in 1985 in Paris, but I changed it for this. And speaking of being in Paris, but thinking of home, thinking of Texarkana. So I have this love with Texarkana and Paris. My two adoptive cities, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm already working on the second album, and I've recorded a few songs already that will be out in the winter of 2022-23.
Mm-hmm.
And one song is dedicated to Scott Joplin.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, 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 it talks about his journey in Texarkana and, you know, or school and his parents and all of that. And I'm another song, Star, speaks of Dorothea Towles, who was the first African-American model to be a star in Paris in 1952, the year I was born.
Uh-huh.
And she was from Texarkana.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something? And her sister, Lois Towles, was a classical pianist.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothea, after they left Wiley, and pursued at Fisk University, and Dorothea took a modeling career, modeling school as I did in California. And they went to Paris together for Lois to present a concert. And Dorothea became the muse of Dior. And she's world-renowned for that. She died in 2007.
It's just so amazing when you start looking how many connections to Texarkana.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until during my time in Paris, I bleached my hair blonde for a show. And an editor told me there was another black American who bleached her hair in Paris, and it was Dorothea from Texarkana.
Wow.
I was just amazed, yeah. And then she sent message to me how much she admired me for what I'd done, and I sent reciprocal messages to her because, so she's in one song.
Yeah.
So this next album will be Texarkana.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be. There's one song, Takes a Kind of Ordinary People, that I think everyone really love.
Great. And
I'm excited about that as well.
Where can people get this album? I don't think we've said the name. What's it called?
Givenchy and Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can get it online.
Uh-huh.
At Spotify, Deezer, Amazon. One great way is just to type in carolmiles.hearnow.com, and it'll bring up a whole list, and you can hear little snippets of all of the songs.
Right.
And you can buy it only here in America and Texarkana right now. The official release is November 9th, and so it should be in stores after that, but that's a whole process. I'm the producer, so I'm supplying records, and it's a whole... It's an adventure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you can buy them now here at downtown at the 1894 Gallery or at the Studio 57 in Central Mall, at 57 Central Mall, or at the Band House. Joey Castellani's Band House on Kennedy Lane. So I'm happy that they're doing that. And
are you performing anytime soon live?
Not... anytime soon.
Not until the Scott.
Not until the 27th, which it takes a bit of organization. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much, you know, busy doing that. And we have events that are going on right now. The Scott Joplin mural, as we record now, tomorrow.
Right.
And
that'll be after
it will be
this
in pass. Out. Right. Yeah. Scott Kirby, who comes often to Texarkana for us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you know, if I have anything new, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. Well, I can listen to your stories for hours, but we are out of time. Thanks so much for coming by and just giving us a little glimpse into your remarkable life.
Thank you. And I want to thank the Texarkana Gazette. You know, since the 90s, I work with Les Minor. Mm-hmm. And now James Bright is here. They do a great job. And it's still local.
Yeah.
You know, the news, everything happens. And we get it so quickly on our pads and everything, even before it arrives on the stands. And you can still get the paperback on the stands, of course. Mm-hmm. And we love what you do and all of the crew that have been here so long. We miss Aaron. And we know you guys are pitching in and doing a wonderful job. So I'm asking the whole community to support our Texarkana Gazette. Keep them in your prayers and buy them. You will get, it's an adventure every day to open up my iPad that I get from the Gazette and see what's happening. You know, I just love that.
Thanks so much. It's so great to hear. And stay in touch. We'll be talking to you further down the road.
Will do. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Take care. On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. The show was written, produced, and edited by Carl Richter. News stories are based on Gazette staff reports. Texarkana Gazette podcasts are made possible in part by a grant from the Google News Initiative Journalism Emergency Relief Fund. I'll see you next week on The Line.